Get to overthinking if I'm here messing up. Mac died and I couldn't talk.
UJFM, shaping the future.
We was talking about love and loss.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Your story is making headlines as Anumsa rejects Telkom's reasoning behind 3,000 job cuts.
And in your sporting headlines this hour, New Zealand rugby boss dismisses Box in Six Nations reports. And finally, Kaizer Chiefs is set to lodge an appeal against FIFA transfer ban. I'll have more on these stories at 3:30.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominic Majola. Good afternoon. The National Union of Metal Workers has rejected Telkom's reasoning for planning to retrench 3,000 of its employees. The Telkom giant, or rather the telecoms giant, blamed the sluggish economy for its decision to cut jobs. Spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi said the Telkom needed to substantiate how laying off workers would help with its performance, which Telkom failed to prove. Eskom has lost its court application to be granted higher tariff increase for the next 2 years. National Energy Regulator had awarded Eskom an increase of 8.1% in the current financial year and a 5.2% for the next one. In response, Eskom has asked the High Court in Pretoria to allow an increase of 16.6% in April 2020 and a 16.7% in 2021. Eskom argued that without these tariffs, it and the economy would suffer. And finally, in international news, the number of people killed by the new coronavirus rose by 96 on Sunday. This is the highest number of casualties in a day. The total number of deaths in China is now at 908, but the number of newly infected people per day has stabilized. Meanwhile, 60 more people have tested positive on the cruise ship quarantined in Japan, meaning 130 out of the 3,700 passengers have caught the virus. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 15 rand 3 cents, the euro is at 19 rand 42 cents, one British pound will cost you 16 rand 45 cents. Gold is selling at $1,572.14 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg has scattered thunderstorms with temperatures peaking at 27 degrees and expected low of 13 degrees.